As we mentioned before, we'll mention again that today is the Yortzeit of Daniela Shaina Bas Yeshua Falak. This is Daniela Lee. Her maiden name was Casper, married to my Talmud Noam Casper, who passed away, unfortunately, with a young child. And today is the Yortzeit. And I gave a Divrei Hesped for her. It's printed in the volume of the Imrei Baruch Mavtechos, Mamarim Mavtechos, to capture a glimpse of her tzidkus and her high level of spirituality and Avas Yisrael. And her memory should be a schus and an inspiration for all of us. And her father should live and be well, her mother, her sister, brother-in-law, the whole family, and her husband and his wife, new wife, and all, the whole family should have an inspiration from her as the years go on. We keep the person alive through remembering all the good memories and the good deeds they did, and try to incorporate those lessons and those messages in our lives as well. And that's the Daniela Shaina Bas Yeshua Falak, whose yahrzeit is today. Okay. So the Torah tells us, Parshas B'Shalach, Vayikach Moshe Esach Smos Yosef Imo. Yashbiya Yishbiya Esmei Yisrael Emor, Bakod Yifkod Elokim Eskem Alisim Esos Mosayim Zeitka. So Moshe took the Atzmos Yosef because it was a Shvua that Yosef said that I am in Mashmiya you, that you should take my Atzmos. And there's a famous Chazal on page 5, the Pasuk in Mishlei, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvos. And then Chazal Darshan on Gemara Sota on page 6. And you'd give me a little bit of Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, Borei Kama Chavivis Mitzvos Al Moshe Rabbeinu, Shekol Yisrael Kulam Nisasku B'Biza, Who Nisasek B'Mitzvos. Because all of Klal Yisrael, when they were in the previous Yom Suf, they were getting all the booty from the Egyptians' Rechush. But Moshe was Osek in the carrying the Atzmos Yosef. And that's the famous Chazal, Hayam Ra'a Vayonos, Hayar De Yisav Lachor. So the Medrash Tehillim says on page 9, Dover Acher, what did the Yam see? Hayam Ra'a. What did the Yam see? Dover Acher Ra'a Rono Shal Yosef. And Mokarish Brocha Yonos Mibnei Hanas. The water will flee back because of the Nas, because Yosef was the one who ran away from Ashes Potiphar, and that's Nas, and the Yam will Nas with Nehanas. So we should take a look now in the words of the Chasam Sofer to see how he understands this idea. Take a look. Vayikach Moshe es Atzmos Yosef Imo, Yashbiya Yishbiya es Bnei Yisrael, Valisim es Atzmos Yosef. Hinei Besota Per Kama Isa, Chachap Lev Yikach Mitzvos. Ze Moshe. Bo Re'e Kama Chavivus Mitzvos Al Moshe Rabbeinu. The Kol Yisrael Osku Bebiza, Vuhu Nisasek Bemitzvos. That all of Kol Yisrael was Osek in the Biza, and he was Osek in Mitzvah. Sayyid Shalakif Imo Atmos Yosef. Yezhu Dachli Moshe Mitzvahs was Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs, right? That's Moshe Rabbeinu. But he did one Mitzvah, the Atmos Yosef. That wasn't Mitzvahs. It's a good question. Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs. Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvah. If you think, referring to yeah, the Yeshua Dachli, Loshen Mitzvahs, Dai Loshen Rabim. We got Ezim and Mechilta. We know the Gemara Kedushin. What does the Mechilta mean? Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs. That's referring to Ein Kicha El Kesef. We know Ein Kicha El Kesef is a Gemara in Kedushin, but what does it have to do? It's interesting. The footnote, he says, Lamed Mem. Lo Matzasi. There was Chacham. The Chassam is quoting Mechilta, and the footnote person says that he couldn't find that Mechilta. But the Chassam Sosheres seems to recall that some Mechilta that says, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs, Yikach and Kikach al Kesef. So he has the Kashem, Zel Lashem Chutz Ravonu, Lo Moshe Lo Lochach Kesef, Yesh Magim Big Kesef, Zayr Shlochem, Chacham Lev Ein Kikach. Ein kicha b'kesef, meaning that he did the mitzvah instead of getting the kesef. Ein kicha ela b'kesef. Whereas v'nir l'farsh avada ein shaych l'hashim es Yisrael. See, on one hand, you can't blame Klal Yisrael. Otherwise, it looks like Moshe looks like that he's the, you know, doing the right thing, and Klal Yisrael wasn't. You can't blame Klal Yisrael. Hashem said they were supposed to, that they're going to leave Mitzrayim and they're going to get the visa. They're on the far side. Vada in Shaykh la Hashem as Yisrael, Shalakla Kesef. Hello, Mitzuvim, Omdim Hayu, Alaysa Kabiza. Moshe Nemar, Daber, Na Bozne Ha'am. Vavshay Yeshuas Yosef Aleb, Mikol Mokom, Kevish Ayakam. There was another mitzvah. The Abir Bozna, when there's a Am Yikach Yish, Mish, Shchento Vishav, you know, that's Mark, like Kesef, like Slos, right? There was also a mitzvah to take it with the booty. So that was also a mitzvah. So why? So, okay, Moshe did this mitzvah, they did this mitzvah. Bavshay Yeshuas Yosef Aleyah, because Mokom Kevich Yekan Moshe Shosok Mitzvah, he was a Yatsu Yidei Shvua. And if I care, they didn't have to do the Shvua of Yosef, because Moshe Rabbeinu took care of Yosef's Shvua, so each one could take their, in other words, the two things had to be accomplished, to take the booty and to take the Atzmus Yosef. So Moshe did his chelak and they did their chelak. Okay, l'chein nisasku him a biza. Masha lo osav Moshe a biza, lo ein lo rechus li tol. And he says that maybe, fakir, maybe Moshe didn't have a right to take the biza. Why? The Bishlam Yisrael not lose schar avoda, because Klal Yisrael worked in Egypt. So they were getting what? Schar avoda. This is a severance pay when they were leaving. So they were allowed. Moshe didn't work. He was shaving Levi. So he wasn't allowed to take schar avoda. So what? So he did his chelat. The Mishnah Yisrael not do schar avoda. But what about Shevet Levi? But they did take Shevet Levi. It was only Moshe Rabbeinu who did the Atzmos. But everyone else was why? So what's the right for Shevet Levi to take the Biza? We said, okay, Moshe couldn't take the Biza. He didn't work in Mitzrayim. But Shevet Levi also didn't work and they were still taking it. So he says, the Chasa Sofer, the king, it's interesting. What's this business that the king, that Shevet Levi got off the hook? How did the Egyptians let them get away with that? So you should look at the Ibn Baruch and the Shmos. Have a whole thing from Rav Geli, from Rav Yonis and Eifshitz, but that's, I don't, we're not going to have time to say over that word now. But Ayin Shom, and the Ibn Baruch and So he's going to say, he says you saw from the Ramban. Look at the footnote, Lamed Beis. Minig b'chol am liyoslam hachomim morei torosa. V'chein inich l'paro shevet levi shayu chachmeim v'zikneim. Mashma shashevet levi horo lehem das chukei hamluch amalchus. So he said that in every community there's some people that have to teach the people. And the Goyish government liked that. because they're also going to teach them the rules of the government. So they want to have that. It was the Egyptians also hold from that idea that there should be part of the community that will be the teachers, and this way they'll have law and order in the community. So the fact that Shevet Levi did that was with the permission of the Egyptian government. Therefore,
parsonage.
The Ferrari says parsonage. The royal heavenly takes schar, so they should get schar because they get parsonage. Aval Moshe ben Uruf haya ben Melech v'chakei mohaya ben Mitzrayim. But Moshe grew up in Paro's house, but then he left Mitzrayim. But he was right. Okay, Eilu Roshusli told me Biza, because he wasn't the only what. So he grew up, and then he came back later. That was like, he left and he came back later. So he wasn't in the avodah, and he wasn't in the teachers either. It was Levi was the teachers. So therefore he couldn't get the mitzvah. So therefore he chose the part of the mitzvah of Atzmas Yosef, because he wouldn't be allowed to take the mitzvah. So since Moshe chose the Mitzvah Mitzrayim, now both mitzvahs were Mekuyim. So his choice of Atzmos Yosef now gave the rest of Klal Yisrael to do the other mitzvah. So his choice impacted two mitzvahs. Kachablei v'kach mitzvos, plural. Because him taking the Atzmos Yosef enabled the other people to take the other. Now both mitzvahs will be kuyim. Nimsa shal yidei Moshe is kaimu shtei mitzvahs. Echad Atzmos Yosef, shei shal yodo ha yicholim likach biza Yosef. Meduach shapir loshen mitzvahs, loshen rabim, ha yishtayim. Tam loshen mechilta meduach. Ein kiche al kesef. Hu garb shuyuchu yisrael, kachas a kesef. Mitzrayim kachas ha yikbo ha Atzmos. So that's what he writes here in the blurb here. And this is in the new Chasam Sofer I'm reading from. And Mr. Daniela's father, Mr. Frank Lee, was involved in the putting out of part of the Chasam Sofer. We're using the new print of the Chasam Sofer, which was also dedicated in Daniela's memory. So since he did Asmos Yosef, so now they can do Bizas Mitzrayim, and now both Mitzvahs will be for you. So that was one thing I wanted to show you. Then there's another thing I want to show you from page 13. Vayibaku amayim. Isa b'medrash hayam ra vayanus. Ma ra arono shal Yosef ra. Right? That was the medrash, right? The yamsu arono shal Yosef. There are the first, the Isa b'medrash. Shasar shal Mitzrayim hayatoy manishtana elu me'elu. Right? In other words, the Yom Suf didn't want to split. Because it says, why is Klal Yisrael so great that they should have, why are they better than the Egyptians? Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu kedai ha'emuna shayu maminim HaKadosh Baruch Hu shayu natsu. So he says, it's kedai the emuna that they trusted in Hashem that they should get, that should be freed. You would think, who should take Atzmos Yosef? His mishpacha. Right? If Ephraim and not, you know, the kid, those are the grandchildren. So what's Moshe taking Atzmos Yosef? Ephraim should take it. You don't tell Shem and Ephraim it's not themselves. You hate Bnei Ba'anav. Shem Yotzu Mitzrayim. And Fakir, they went out of Mitzrayim 30 years early, right? That's the famous thing that they went out, right? They went out early. Shloshim Shonim Kodim HaKetz. So that would have been a good opportunity. They should have taken it. When they went out 30 years early, they should have taken their grandfather's and buried it then. Why did he keep the Atzmus Yosef around 30 extra years in Egypt? And what about the rest of Kal Yisrael? Moshe Nato. Hashem, Yosef is Mashpia Bnei Yisrael. So we said, okay, so they were busy with this and that, but maybe some of Kal Yisrael should have been involved in Atzmus Yosef also because they had the Shua too. And especially the kids should be in it. His grandkids should have done it. So on page 14, he says like this. There's a famous word that he says, the Chasam Sofer says this by the Akedah. And Rabbi Drillman Zatzal, who was a Rosh Yeshiva here in the Yeshiva, he once told me a word over the shame that he was Machadish, and he told it to Rav Huttner, and Rav Huttner liked it. And the Chasam Sofer's word, he says this other places, he's Mitzayin, that Yitzchak Avinu was the first one to believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. Because by the Akedah, Hashem told Avraham, right? But he didn't tell Yitzchak, so Yitzchak didn't hear it directly from Hashem. Hashem told Avraham, and then Avraham had to trust, then Yitzchak had to trust Avraham that he's giving over the proper message, the proper Torah Shebaal Peh. So that was the first one to believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. So that's why Rabbi Drillman told me once in the car, we were going to YU Simchas Beis HaShoeva, so he told me, he said this Chiddush, that the reason why we start Simchas Beis HaShoeva on the second night of Sukkos and not the first night of Sukkos is because the second night of Sukkos is the Shkriz and Shal Yitzchak Avinu, and Simchas Beis HaShoeva is about Nisach HaMayim, and Nisach HaMayim is Torah Shebaal Peh, because it doesn't say it explicitly, right? It's a Rem is the extra Mem Yud Mem, or different shittas about that. So that was a Nisach HaMayim. So that Yishpizin and Yitzchak was the first one to believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. So Mamela, that's why the celebration started the second night of the Yishpizin of Yitzchak. So he said over that of Rabbi Drillman, and he said he told it to Rav Huttner, and Rav Huttner liked this shot that he said. But the Chasam Sofer didn't tie it into the Ushpizin and to the Nisach HaMayim, but the Chasam Sofer had this idea as well, that the Yitzchak was the first one to believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. So he says, Yesh Lomar, page 14, Yikvar Kasav the Parshas Akeda, Shehayach Yiddish Godol, Asher Yitzchak Haya Mamin Verotzer Lehakoy. Yitzchak wasn't believed, and therefore he went along with it, to the Akeda. Yesh Lomar Avram, Verotzer Lehakoy, Avram was going to do the Shechita. Who Shama Me'akadosh Baruch Hu? He heard from Hashem. She'aleu lo'olo. Avo Yitzchak lo Shama Ela Me'avram. Afiu hochi hayamam. Yad she'Avram haya Novi. Avram was a Novi. Ki Novi hu. Vizem buchu she'yamam b'tor she'bal peh uvi Hashem Yisbarach. In other words, but Yitzchak had the credit that he trusts the Novi. Because Hashem didn't speak to Yitzchak directly. So, but he had to trust Adam that he was telling it over the truth. Oh, so what does it have to do with this? So he said like this. Yisrael lo shamu me'akadosh Baruch Hu Yishuv Atzo Mitzrayim. There was a Hashem, Klal Yisrael never heard Hashem say directly, it's time to leave Mitzrayim now. Hashem said it to Moshe. Moshe told the people. So it's the same idea. Like Avram heard directly from Hashem and he told Yitzchak. So the same thing over here. Klal Yisrael didn't hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'yotzo ato Mitzrayim. LBP Moshe, are you ma'aminim lo? But they trusted Moshe. Ach lo hayu rasha'im nikach atzmos Yosef. So they have a right to believe Moshe Rabbeinu that they could go out of Mitzrayim. But the question is, are they allowed to trust Moshe Legabe taking Atzmos Yosef? Because hey, they didn't hear from Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they had a Besora. They were supposed to be 400 years in Mitzrayim. It was only 210. So how could they take the Atzmos Yosef? It said, because what did Yosef say? That one day Hashem is going to tell you to. So they were saying, but maybe it's not the real. In other words, they trusted their own Yitzhiah, but maybe they can't do it Lagabe the Shavua. Maybe because they have a contrary Mesorah. But only Moshe heard it directly from Hashem, so he could not only go out, but he could rely on that. I guess what? What's the idea? That was a shvua. It was more chomer. Yosef was mashpia. That when Hashem says to leave, you can take my atzos. So when it came to them leaving, Moshe said they could leave. They relied on Moshe, but not for the shvua. It's an interesting thing here. In other words, they relied. They didn't say to Moshe, "Well, we're not leaving." Because it's not the time yet. It's only 210 years. We have 190 years to go. So there they relied on Moshe, on the Kabbalah of Moshe. But the Gabi, the Shavua, that they was Mashmiya, that Yosef was Mashmiya, they didn't rely on that. And they said, we can't take it out. Because what did the Yam see? That no one was taking Atzmos Yosef. But yet they were going out. Because why are they going out? Why are they going out? Must be because they're following what Moshe told them. But they weren't allowed to take Atzmos Yosef. I want you to help me understand this. You hear what he's saying? Let's try to understand it, not to. So in other words, they were allowed to be somech at Moshe Rabbeinu. They could somech at Moshe Rabbeinu. Lagabe, they're going out. That was the Masorah Torah Shabbat. But Lagabe to take Atzmos Yosef. They weren't allowed to rely on that. But they did rely on that because it's a Shavuos Mochamer. So they said. We took a shavua to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Yosef, that when time comes, we're going to take it out. Maybe time didn't come. They only heard from Moshe. They only heard from Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he took it out because he heard from, I guess, the shavua from Yosef. You can't just be so mech on, they have that other tradition. It's interesting what he's saying here. In other words, and that's why B'nai Ephraim, with the Anicles, grandchildren, they you think they're the first ones who take out their grandfathers at Tzavos to Eretz Yisrael, but they couldn't because the tradition was they were going to be in Eretz Yisrael, been trying for 400 years. So then, and the Shavua was only when Hashem says you can come out, and then the tradition was Hashem was only going to tell us to come out in 400 years. So why are you leaving? So Moshe Rabbeinu said we could leave. Maybe that wasn't a shvua. So the gabri that they could leave, but the gabri the shvuah, they to be Yosef, they were they had to hear directly from Hashem. A fascinating word. Fascinating. Well, Tuvia, fascinating.
I mean, the pasuk says, "By a main and it says that, and so that they believe that Hashem
is for them going out. Yeah.
But like he's saying, they have to hear it directly from the
Kaddish. Well, of course, to be, in other words, because there was a hashrua of Yosef, kipakor olkim eschem alifim esasmosa. So the gabri the shrua was good enough.
Also, because Yosef was the Hashem was the one who said they were to be there, so Hashem the one who take them out. First, with Yosef's bones, there was a shrua that was made. Yosef is not there to. To say that Shua doesn't apply anymore. So it means they need something special over there, which Hashem says you go in, Hashem says you go out. That's more simple.
And the thing is that he says, keep my code in code, look to the family, that's the time he said, Hashem will remember you and take my bones out. Because they believe that Hashem is remembering them. So why, you know.
Right, so when Gabe, they believe that they're Rav Katan, you hear what he's saying, Rav Katan? Rav Katan, you have Avir Da'ara Machim. You give us Pshana. But it's an interesting idea. In other words, they were. They had this.
Yes, I hear.
Pair, but Lagabi the Shvua, they had to be like. You can't rely just on the. Because that was a Shvua. The other word we said is also a fascinating word that each one had to. One had to do their chela because Moshe Rabbeinu was not allowed to take the bisa, so he did the other bisa. You do your share, and everything will get done. But you do the thing that you're not supposed to do, then nothing would have gotten done because they couldn't have gotten that atzmos Yosef out, and he would take the bisa, and then neither bisa would have been done. So everyone has to know what their chela is. I'll tell you one last thing. I didn't put it in the pack. It's in my sefer from the Vilna Gaon. From the Vilna Gaon. That's an Adam of Force and Vort. I saw it in the Kovet Yeshurun that comes out, and it quotes from the Vilna Gaon. Now, why is it Chacham Levi Kachmitzvah? What's the Chachma? And he, what's Posh Pshat is that Bal Yisrael is getting involved in the riches that he's doing down at Atzmos Yosef. Why is that Chacham? It's a Tzidkus, it's a Chassidus. Why is it Chachma? So the Gaon says, because like this, because Gemara says it's Vachim, the Moshe Rabbeinu had a din of Kol Gadol. So if he had a din of a Kol Gadol, he can't be Matami Lemeis. Right? But if a mace is a mace mitzvah, then you need someone to bury it and no one else is involved, then you can be Matami. So Atzmos Yosef had a din of a mace mitzvah, because why? Because everyone else was involved in Bezos Mitzrayim. So they need someone to. So Mamelech, what's the Chachma? To take a rare opportunity that you have. And for Moshe Rabbeinu, an opportunity is not all the time because he couldn't do this mitzvah because he's a Kohen Gadol. He can't be Matami Lemeis. But when it's a Meis mitzvah, yes. So here was in the situation of a Meis mitzvah because Yosef had no one to take him out because everyone was Osek in the Bezus Mitzrayim. And the Chachma was seizing that opportunity. That's a really, but that was an old word that I saw. I put in my sefer. In Bishalach, in there. But fascinating Chasam Sofas. I want you to think about it. And again, we thank Frank Lee for helping reprint these Chasam Sofas. This Chasam Sofer is beautiful. Mom is beautiful. That's why we do it every week, Chasam Sofas, because of the beauty of the. You know, it's harder to do it in the older print, but we have this print. And the summaries on the side, but they're two words, obviously. So, but think about that. It's like sort of the nemonis for one thing, but not the nemonis for the other thing, and how that works. And this idea of Moshe Rabbeinu has to do his share, and then they do share, and then mitzvot, then everything's mekuyim. But if each one would have done the wrong thing, then nothing would have gotten done properly. So you know what your tafkid is, and they did their tafkid. And b'meil chacham lev yichach mitzvos, plural, beautiful. Schus on yagel leidun, schus of chasam sofer should be a schus for Dariella and her family and all of Klal Yisrael. And we thank everyone for coming. And the yurt side of Dariella Shaina Bas Yeshua Falak and Shabbat Shalom Avin Aliyah. And my good friend. Rabbi Goldstein says we should say something about Tu B'Shvat. And Tu B'Shvat is Ilanos, right? And the tree and the Ilanos the produce and, right, Paris Elon, and Daniela Shana, which Yeshua Falak was had a child, and even though she wasn't able to live the amount of time, but Bez Hashem, her child is going to be that Paris from him and future generations, and that's going to be the Nechama of the Elon, the Paris Elon. That should give a nechama to the family. They should see a lot of nachas from the grandchild, from the whole rest of the family, and also she should have many peiros in the future for the whole family with the brachas, nechamas, yeshuas for nechamas.
Shabbos.
Good Shabbos, Rabbi. We get a mazel tov.
Mazel tov, yeah.
Yeah, my stepson had twin boys last Shabbos.
One second. Twin boys.
Twin boy. And, by the way, it's the third set of twin boys. The twin boys.
Seven tov, mazel tov, yehelod, lechol Yisrael.
That's for the first one. Now the second one.
Seven tov, mazel tov, yehelod, lechol Yisrael. Seven tov, mazel tov, yehelod, lechol Yisrael. Seven tov, mazel tov.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's the third set of twins that my stepson had. Thank you. Have a good Shabbos. Thank you very much.